The new rules survived a challenge before the legislature's Administrative Rules Review Committee. DAS Human Resource Officer Michelle Menahan says sometimes it makes sense to keep temporary workers on.
And based on whatever the set of variables are that come up at the time of that particular layoff.
For example, officials say letting temporary workers finish a project might be more efficient than laying them off. Democrats sharply disagree.
You're trying to get all the state's employees where they can be hired and fired at the whim of an election cycle.
That's Senator Tom Courtney of Burlington. DAS officials say they are trying to make practices consistent for merit employees and union workers. Democrats raised similar concerns when DAS reclassified hundreds of state employees from merit employees to so-called at-will workers. Governor Branstad says DAS reclassified workers according to Iowa law. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.